now, though, let's talk about Wrexham, because the community in the town have become the focus of a new exhibition. The residents of Hightown have helped to document the social history of their area, including everything from the building of the Hightown flats to a well-respected goat, which was part of the Royal Welsh Fusiliers. Kira Leeming is a freelance journalist from the Hightown who organised the project. Good morning.
Good morning.
Before we get on to the goat, tell me about Hightown, for those who haven't visited. What's it like?
Hightown is an area very close to the town centre, on a hill, obviously, where it's most well known probably for the flats, which have just been demolished after 40 years of standing. And everyone in Wrexham seems to think that Hightown is just the flats, but it's quite a large area with a very wide mix of social housing, big detached houses, quite a range of different kinds of people that live there, and it's an incredibly friendly area to work in.
So what was the aim of the project then?
Well, I was commissioned, I'm a writer and a photographer, and I was commissioned by the Oriel Gallery and Wrexham Library to do a project responding to residents' experience of regeneration in their area. Over the last sort of 2 years or 3 years, the Hightown flats have been gradually emptied out and cleared because they were no longer fit for purpose. Mm. And so I was asked to go in and do a project in the way that I saw fit.
Right, and so what have you discovered? What's been the result of all of this work?
Well, I mean, I'm originally from Wrexham, but I'm from another part of the town, so I don't know Hightown that well. And so I went in and I tried to meet as many different kinds of people and ages of people as I could, and to record their personal histories and then do portraits of them. And I learned all kinds of things. I learned lots of anecdotes about people's childhood. You know, I met people in their 90s and people in their teens. The way they spend their time is different when they were young. Now they do different things to when they did 80 years ago. Mm. Yeah.
And the goat?
The goat, yeah. Well, I must admit, I didn't actually know about the ceremony, about the regimental goats that they had in the Welsh regiments. But I was having a drink with some residents in one of the local pubs, and I happened to meet a former goat major from the Royal Welsh Fusiliers, and his job during the 70s was to care for a goat called Billy Jenkins, which had a rank of lance corporal.
Which still happens now, obviously, in the Welsh regiments, but I think things might have been done a little bit differently.
Yeah.
Back in the 1970s, when didn't the goat have a cigarette ration?
Yeah, he used to get 40 woodbines a week. He got a better ration than the Fusiliers, I believe.
What did he do with them?
He ate them.
Right, okay. A goat will eat anything. Yeah, give anything to a goat, it'll eat them. Thank you very much, Kira. And you can see the exhibition, I think, at the National Eisteddfod, can't you?
Well, yeah, but it's in the Oriel Gallery.
Okay, brilliant. Thank you very much. That's Kira Leeming.